but we were going to be. So I appreciate it. But quite honestly, and just taking off from what we talked about last night, we're here because of one reason. We're here because we want to change the world. We're here because we want to change our community. But really, we're here because we believe in the principles of this party. And we care about this party. And that's why when we met a year ago, and we talked about, and we said for a year, that our number one objective, my number one objective as chairman, was to rebuild our credibility and rebuild our brand. Because we had to do it. And we had to admit that we had to do it. Because we are a party of lower taxes, economic opportunity, less government, rights of the unborn. And it was up to us as a party to rebuild the credibility, rebuild the brand of the things that we believed in, if it was something that was going to survive. And we decided as a group that we were going to do that. We're here because we're not willing to sit around and watch our party get watered down by those who want to raise taxes, expand government, forget our principles, and yes, even those within our own party. We're not going to stand for it as a party. And what Paul said in his talk is some of the same things we've been talking about as well. How do we rebuild our credibility? How do we rebuild our brand? We have to hold our elected officials accountable. I've always said, and I've said many times, and I apologize to my friends in Kenosha, who's probably heard me say this about 100 times, that politics is not a biblical relationship. And I think you know I'm a Christian, you know we've been doing this prayer record for 7 years, but it's not. Politics, and it's okay, is a give-to-receive relationship. We give our time, we give our money, we give our energy, and we expect a certain response. And it's up to the party to always hold our elected officials accountable, to make sure that we're getting what we bargained for, we're getting what we paid for. And that's what we have to do in this party, that's what we are doing in this party, and that's what, what we're talking about when we're talking about rebuilding credibility. Now, here's the good news. The good news is this past year, the Democrats from Madison gave us the recipe. They handed us a message on a silver platter when they proposed $18 billion in new taxes, which wasn't the biggest tax increase in the history of Wisconsin, but it was the biggest tax increase in the history of our country, percentage-wise. $15 billion, government-run health care, funding within the health care program with no parameters, including funding for illegal immigrants, for those that wanted to come to Wisconsin and get coverage. But those were the issues. We had a legislature. We had a Republican legislature, as you know, that played that out all summer and brought us our message back. For as much as we talk about rebuilding credibility, holding our officials accountable, talking about the things we believe in, we also have to say thank you to the state legislature for holding those Democrats accountable and handing us our message back in a silver platter. Thank you to our legislators. The next good news is that we've got great people to build this party around. You're going to hear from some of them this morning. We've got a convention chairman here that we just talked about. I'm on the RNC board as well. You know, a lot of states don't have what we have in Wisconsin. They don't have a lot of these people that are true to the Republican Party, that do understand the things that we're talking about. And we can build our party around these great men and women that you're going to hear from today. And finally, John McCain. Folks, we are uniquely situated in November, in spite of what we thought 2 years ago, in spite of what all the press back there thought 2 years ago, when people were talking about not whether the Republican Party was going to lose in November of 08, but just by how much. And now you look at what has happened in just a year. And here we are with all of the most recent polling showing John McCain beating both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton in Wisconsin, if the election was held today, John McCain is in Wisconsin. And we can be proud, to support John McCain. As I said last night, we need to arm ourselves with information. John McCain's never voted for a tax increase, ever, in his life. And he's been in office for a long time. He's never voted for a tax increase, never asked for an earmark, ever, in his life. Never asked or received a pork barrel project in Arizona, in his life. Has vowed to veto any such earmark that comes across his desk, something that Paul has spent the last 10 years talking about. John McCain voted to defund Planned Parenthood. Do you think that Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton voted that way? No, they didn't. John McCain supported Alito. He supported Roberts. He's got an 84% rating with the American Conservative Union, folks. We're going to deliver Wisconsin for John McCain. He's the worst nightmare of the Democrats. We're going to do it together. We're going to rebuild this party. And we're going to do the things that we need to do to win. And finally, in order to do that, we're going to need your help. This is going to be a ton of work. This is going to be more work than we've ever done before. But we need you there in the trenches with us, starting today, starting tomorrow, next week, because this is going to be the election of our lifetime. We have the war on terror. As I've asked many times, who believes that we have a war on terror that needs to be fought? Do you believe that? Well, if you believe that, then we need a commander-in-chief that we can trust. The commander-in-chief that is honest, the commander-in-chief that we can be proud of. And I think even the Democrats would give us a John McCain to make a great commander-in-chief. So with that, I want to thank you for this weekend. Thank you for your time. And I look forward to making Wisconsin red in November. Thank you very much, and God bless you.